not a snake.
Hocus got that worried look on his face. Oh, now he's got that hungry look on his face.
Is that a python hybrid?
This is a boa constrictor.
This is actually one of the biggest boas I've ever seen. I've seen one longer. I've never seen one rounder. Technical difficulties?
So that means he's an overfed boa.
Actually, she's been on a diet now for about a year and a half. And it doesn't...
Careful, not under there.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter how much or how little she eats. She is that size.
How do you gauge the mood of a snake? Is there any real...
Keep them well fed.
Yeah, I don't know if moods and snakes are... See, I work with rattlesnakes. So people say, you know, aren't you afraid that you're going to get bitten? Well, I don't put myself in a position to get bitten, well, so far. And I have a friend that I just got back from Texas with. He's been bitten 11 times. He apparently has not gotten the concept of not getting yourself into a position where you don't get bitten by rattlesnakes.
Yeah, maybe snakes just don't like him.
No, I think he just tends to get a little complacent. And
of course, being bitten that many times, you should be developing an immunity.
Should be developing a range.
I think that's something you're born with.
Well, rattlesnakes bite unless they're very annoyed.
You're gonna have an unusual.
Sometimes, I mean, it doesn't have to be annoyed. It could be afraid. I mean, you know, he does a lot of rattlesnake rescue. And so a lot of times he is removing an animal that has been hosed or swept or boxes put over or poked or rocks thrown at. And so he goes in and tries to rescue the poor snake from the clutches of somebody who thinks they're more afraid of the snake than the snake is of them. And
my dad.
So... when we go to schools, I tell kids, you know, the best way to not get bitten by a rattlesnake, stay back 10 feet. It can't bite you from 10 feet away. And, you know, don't throw rocks, don't poke it with sticks, don't do any Steve Irwin stunts. You could die at any moment. As long as you keep that out of your vocabulary, you're probably going to be okay.
I think this is him getting bit on the nose by a rattlesnake.
There's mammals down there. You can't go down there.
Thinking California.
Have you seen the South Park episode where Steve Irwin is on there?
No.
Need I say more? The thumb and Steve Irwin. That's all you need.
I like the Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, yeah.
The crocodile was talking.
I'm going to bite his arm off. So we're all adults here. Anybody want to hear the story of the amazing five-legged horse?
Sure.
When Billy was about 6 months old, he was just reminding me of that now. Billy was about, I guess, 6 months old. We had him in a third grade class, and Billy was waiting his turn patiently at the back of the class. Bronco Billy is the little horse over there. And so he was just standing there. And I was talking about the boa or hedgehog or something, and all of a sudden this little boy is raising his hand and he's like, yes? And he goes, how come your horse has five legs? And I said, no, he just has the standard number of four like any other horse. He goes, nope, he has five legs. And I said, no, actually, there's only four. So he gets up, hands on his hips, marches over to the horse, goes like this, and goes, ew, that's not a leg. Needless to say, Billy was not invited back the next year.
He's just trying to prove that not all of them is miniature.
Yeah. And And then when kids go, "What's that?" I go, "Oh, your teacher will be telling you all about that next week."
He's a miniature.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I noticed Billy keeps his feet very close together. Is that normal for miniatures?
No, that's probably part of the dwarfism thing. How's his nose?
It's okay.
Yeah, he had to have antihistamines this morning because he's got allergies.
What is your horse's name?
Yoda is a fennec fox.
Has Hoka been in the photo spreads, or have you had pictures taken of him for things?
He's had his picture taken before, but I don't know if any of them are used or have been used.
There was a picture on the National Geographic a few months back that looks a lot like him.
It could be, but if it was part of a pack, you know, that they were studying or something, it probably wasn't.
The cover said From Wolf to Wolf, and it had a little white dog and the wolf for contrast on the cover.
Yeah, it could have been. We have some friends that live in, well, they used to live in Wyoming, now they live in Washington, that have done a lot of photographs of a lot of our animals. And every once in a while, I'll pick up a National Geographic calendar or something. It's like, oh, there's my possum. Oh, there's my something else.
Jennet.
The Jennet, yeah.
Cerebral cat was in a card.
Yeah, there's a Sierra Club series of cards that our Serval cat was in.
How much does she weigh now?
About 50, last time we weighed her at the vet's office.
It's a lot heavier.
Yeah, she's a real pain in the neck.
Does she generate any heat at all, or is she really cold?
She's cold-blooded. We have to heat her cage.
Very destructive, very...
Actually, people say they're cold in the weather sunnies, but their body temperature is so low and ours is so high. The snake body temperature is probably down around 50 or 60, and we're 98.6, so when we